Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Tonight, you can tune in for Stephanie Ristler on South Dakota Focus on SDPB TV 1. She's going to do that special you just heard about the floods of 2019. Before that, at 7 p.m. Central, 6 Mountain, tune in for On Call with the Prairie Duck. Tonight's topic is the Lakota, Dakota, and Nakota history and health. And Dr. Rick Holm joins us now from the Janine Basinger Studio at South Dakota State University with a preview. Dr. Holm, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Lori. You're very welcome.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about overall health issues on the reservations and in Indian country in the state. Who are your guests going to be tonight, and what are some of those top topics?
Our guest is Dr. Don Warren, who is a physician and a master of public health originally from one of the reservations in South Dakota, and who is now involved in North Dakota education. And he's a great guest. He's been on my show two other times before, and it's such a pleasure to have him there. I mean, here is a real intellectual a hero. And knowledgeable about the perspectives of the South Dakota and American Indian, and it'll just be a fun time. We'll talk about medical issues and some of the issues that are particularly severe there, and it'll just be a very interesting evening.
All right, what are some of those top issues that you expect to address tonight?
Well, I spent my essay time thinking and writing about historical trauma, and that's a name that psychologists and anthropologists and people talk about the effect of severe trauma over a longer period of time that affects a culture. An example would be 250 years of slavery and then 150 years of freedom in this country for black people, but the trauma of the experience for the Native American, the American Indian people, and that particularly of the Nakota, Dakota, Lakota people in South Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, and the trauma of what occurred to them as the conquering European people sort of pushed their way into the U.S. and bullied their way into the country.
As we look at the trauma of slavery, the trauma of colonization, are we learning things today that we didn't know before about the long-term impacts of that? Are we understanding, from a medical perspective, are we understanding the impact better?
Well, I don't think we understand it completely, but I think we are understanding it better. And the implication is that all of the poverty, the depression, the suicide, the story of people living on the reservation. Why is that happening? And is it just poverty? Is it, and is there also a reflection of the trauma of the American Indian fighting back against the white people in Minnesota, for example? Is there trauma in that group of people, as far as the hatred that has been engendered by the Indians from that period of time when they fought back? It's a complex story, and I don't know that you can point fingers at you can point fingers at the European ancestors.
Yeah.
But you're an ancestor of, you're a progeny of the European people who immigrated to the United States. So am I, and one can argue. What are the problems that we're all dealing with regarding that whole clash of cultures, and what can we do about it to make it better?
And one of the questions that comes up again and again as we talk about this topic on this program and elsewhere is, can you move forward and address these issues without also addressing standing treaties, sovereignty, racism? These are not yesterday's problems.
No, they're still present day problems. You know, the Indian nations, in their separate nations within our country, in a European American Indian language that made treaties. Well, the treaties have been, you know, almost completely ignored by the European immigrants, and we squeezed them out of this area, and then we squeezed them out of this area with a promise that we would give them education and health care, and then we squeezed them out of that other area, and we took them out of the Black Hills. You know, those are treaties that have all been betrayed. You know, those are treaty promises that have been undone. And do we, you know, that's a question for me that I have, which is, what responsibility do we have to treaties that were made in 1805 and all the way up to the early 1900s? What responsibility does this country have to the people who we made treaties with?
Yeah.
And so where do you know, what should we do? I can hear you've got an answer. I can hear it. You're about to tell me the answer, Lori.
I don't have an answer. I have one of the questions that's often asked when people say, ask that question. The next question is, what responsibility do you have to the Constitution? Because, you know, these documents, these agreements, these ways of looking at the world don't just get thrown away after a certain period of time. That's often what the response is, if we've asked someone on the show, well, this was a long time ago, what does it look like today? And they say, well, it looks like honoring the treaty today.
Yeah. I can remember growing up in South Dakota and that question came up about the Black Hills. You know, the Indians should have the Black Hills, and the answer is, it's too late. You know, we've already taken it. It's ours. And you know, I don't know if we can give them money. But we could, what could we do? Gee, maybe we could treat them with respect. Maybe we should give them enough money to give them a decent education and to provide decent health care. And we haven't done that. That's the falling down of our responsibility for sure with those treaties that we know we did with them. So I, you know, my only thought is, if you look at the dollars that we get provide them, well, it, you know, it's throwing money at a problem that rarely solves it. We've got to do more than that too. So I, you know, I don't know the answer to this.
It gets back to something I think that, you know, we've actually talked about a lot, you and I, and that is, you know, when you're a physician, because this is a medical show, this is a show about, you know, health, you know, people who are living today and the health decisions that they're making and what we can do to give them the health information they need. That's what you're doing. Right. And every time a doctor sees a patient, you are also seeing the trauma of generations, whatever that might be. You might be, you're seeing what happened at home to them last night that you'll never know what happened. You're seeing what happened to their grandparents, even though you don't fully understand it. It makes your profession so... so complex and interesting and even more important.
Well, on the face of it, we're supposed to help them. Yeah. You know, it's like taking, this whole issue of historical trauma could be called PTSD, you know, post-traumatic stress syndrome of a culture. And so it's a health issue, no question about it, because of the the consequences of this trauma. We have... diabetes and lung disease and drug abuse and crappy fried fast food diets and suicide and there's
matters.
And the other part of it is the hatred that remains between cultures. You know, I don't know that I can solve a lot of those things, but in my own mind, I can speak up to the hatred and say that we, you know, we've been advised by all the great religions through the centuries and centuries that we should love our enemy. So if they're still our enemy, we should be loving them. And if there's problems, then we should be there to help solve those problems. But I think some of those problems, they want to direct their own solutions, and I'm respectful of that. So I'm there to help if I can.
Tonight's On Call with the Prairie Doc, featuring Doc Holm and Dr. Don Warren. You can tune in tonight, SDPB TV1. That's at 7 p.m. Central, 6 Mountain. Doc Holm, thanks for being here with us. We appreciate
it. You're welcome, Lori. Thank you.